My own relationship with the city, I think, deepened more or less with reading more about the city. I had read a lot about the city, and I always read about the city because there's so much to read and there's so much to tell, and the story is like a living person almost, you know. It's reading more about it, especially, for instance, with the book by Bianca Stichter about the Amsterdam during wartime, learned me so much about places that I knew only as the place where I go to get my bicycle repaired, or just the place where I got drunk one evening, and that turned out to be the place where the Waffen-SS had their headquarters, you know. That's something that shed another completely different light to the city you know, and that the city, you know, we're temporary, but the city is eternal. I mean, the city keeps on being here long after we're dead, and we're only passers by, you know.